What is happening, folks? We are back. Hope everybody has had a great last couple of weeks. I attended the NFC Championships. I wasn't doing a lot of content that weekend, and then I caught the plague. I'm going to try and get through this one without coughing as much as possible. It's been a challenge the last few days, but we couldn't miss the Super Bowl. We've got some really interesting spots here. So let's get right into it. Super Bowl, DraftKings, here we are. The dedicated inputs that just kind of popped up on the sim have Niners implied total at 24.8 and the Chiefs at 22.8. So fairly close game. Exact 2-point spread for anybody who's out there. Great thing about Run the Sims, it is free this week. But you can go in there and you can change any of these inputs yourself. But for today's exercise, we're just going to keep it with the defaults. I don't want to put any of my biases upon, you know, what I think is going to happen. But that's kind of what you have to do in order to be successful. So with the standard inputs, let's just start with Kansas City Chiefs. Now, over the last few weeks, their offense has become much more condensed than we've seen the Kansas City offense be in the past. Mahomes hasn't gone over 20 fantasy points since week 7. Now, I bring that up because we're playing a one-game slate here, okay? We need as many points as humanly possible. If we're talking about the Kansas City Chiefs getting as many points as humanly possible, I don't think Mahomes is that person against the 49ers. I really don't. He could hit a couple deep shots, sure, but I think if Pacheco's in a really nice spot in the flex at 4.1% leverage, and I really like Rashee Rice. He's a guy that I think can play well against the 49ers. And then I'm all in on having some Harrison Butker. Marquez Valdez-Scantling, I think, is in a really good spot, and I like where his ownership is coming in at, around 16%. He is the most trusted fringe guy of that group, okay? Mecole Hardman, 1,600, didn't even touch the ball last week in the Ravens, or 2 weeks ago in the Ravens game. Sky Moore, activated. Hasn't played in weeks. Richie James, who knows? I mean, you see, scrolling down the list here, it's like, I don't know. I mean, is Kadarius Toney going to be active? I have no idea, right? So if we're talking Chiefs, we're talking Mahomes, Rice, Kelce, Pacheco. I don't know how, like, Pacheco and some of these other guys are not higher owned, to be quite honest with you. Ownership is really, really spread out, which is a good thing. But there's some really good spots we can get to here. Let's flip over to the Niners for a second. First person I want to talk about is George Kittle. He is vastly mispriced. $6,400, that is only $1,200 more than Jake Moody, a kicker. A kicker. And look, I get that George Kittle didn't do a whole lot last game, but he has the ability to have these spike weeks, and that's what we need to go after in DFS, right? I really like Brandon Ayuk right above him right here, but look at the difference in price. I mean, it is unbelievable. I don't agree with the sim. I think that he should be in the optimal lineup. I'm assuming he's going to be in the optimal lineup probably 37 to maybe 40% of the time. The last 2 weeks in a row, he's played 97% of snaps. Last week, even though he didn't do too much, still ran 31 routes. Okay? So, we really need to focus on George Kittle. I think he's a must-play at captain. Have to get him in there. Brandon Ayuk, in a larger field stuff, he's the ideal captain because nobody is playing him. Look at the massive amount of positive leverage that you're gaining. I mean, it is absolutely ridiculous. He's a large part of the offense. I get it, right? We've got to get him in a lineup. It's really shocking to me that, you know, he's just going to go that under owned. I'd be interested to see what he's going to be at in some of the higher stakes stuff that I'm playing. I'm playing the 153 max, a couple of the $100 single entries. I don't know if he's going to be that highly owned in those. So we'll have to see. I normally don't like playing defenses, but again, showdown. You have to tell yourself a story with what's going to happen. The Niners defense at 8% and the Kansas City defense at 15%. In my opinion, guys, I think the Niners are going to come out and run the ball any way they can, which is the Chiefs' biggest issue. And if the Chiefs load the box, I think the Niners are going to throw. Okay. The Niners are the only defense I have interest in playing. They're priced up, which is why no one's playing them. I'm more than happy to play them. This pricing is very, very soft. Christian McCaffrey, 12,000 is most expensive. Travis Kelce, I have no idea. He's going to come in higher owned than this. He should be way more expensive than 10-2. I had a really nice day in the conference championship. I played quite a few with just him at the captain. Okay. Really liked that. And then, like, I played, there's a couple where I didn't play Mahomes. Like, I played both kickers, Kelce at captain, Zay Flowers, and Pacheco, I think. And that lineup ended up doing really, really well for me. Going down the board here, like I said, I like both kickers in this game. Noah Gray, I think, is interesting. I don't really want anything to do with Clyde Edwards-Helaire. Kyle Juszczyk is probably going to be the guy that if I need to go cheap, that's who I'm going to go to, just because he's legitimately involved in the game. Juwan Jennings, unless somebody gets hurt, that's the only way he's going to get more than one catch. I mean, he's averaging one catch a game right now. Sky Moore, the ultimate dart throw, but he's too much money. Like, if you're going to take an ultimate dart throw, I would rather play Richie James at 400. But again, I don't think you need to do that. Juszczyk is probably going to be the cheapest guy that I'm going to go to this week. Okay. McCaffrey. Let's talk about him. There's no going to be spelling him. He is going to be the bell cow. Okay. We know this already. But look, I mean, I think that he is poised for a really crazy game. Deebo as well. I have no idea how Deebo is so cheap. Okay. It shouldn't be 9,200. And he's cheap. And it seems nobody really wants to play him. 25%? That's low for a showdown slate. We're used, again, it's because these guys are all spread out. Okay. So, if we're talking about, you know, some of these guys, lineup construction, if you're playing Kittle, I think you have to play Purdy. But you can certainly build a lineup that you're comfortable with either one or no quarterbacks. It's not something that, especially on a week like this, that in lower stakes, casual players are going to be comfortable doing. They think, oh, you're going to play both quarterbacks. You don't at all, okay? Let's take a look at the custom lineups and see what we got here. Excuse me. So really interesting, right? So the two most, you know, custom lineups or the most lineups that show up the most are these two here at the top. Top one is actually not that bad of a lineup. Got a good sim total average. Really low projected dupes. This is just, you're basically saying that McCaffrey gets everything for the Niners and then the Chiefs spread it out a little bit. Really like this next one right here, McCaffrey and Kittle. Again, you don't have to play Mahomes. You've got leftover money there. So, like, you could go up to Kelce and go down to somewhere on Allaire, right? You don't have to be at that spot. So, if you look at some more of the night, look at a lot of 5-1-4-2s. Okay, the sim really likes that. Again, that's something that not everyone's going to get to. Here's our first 3-3 build with Rice, Purdy, Samuel, Pacheco, Juszczyk, and Mahomes. Interesting build, for sure. I think I would prefer to play Kittle over Debo there and then see where I can go up on Juszczyk, maybe to like one of the kickers. But like that lineup, right? Decent sim total, you know. Scroll down. But yeah, look. 5-1, 5-1. A lot of heavy Chiefs builds, which, you know, if you tell yourself the story, if you think the Niners are going to win, here's some Kittle lineups. Really like how those look. Kittle, Ayuk, Purdy, McCaffrey, CEH, and Pacheco. Yeah, I like that a lot, right? Not super interested in CEH. But, I mean, you could just move this around to wherever else you can get. You got some money left over on the table here. You certainly do that. I really like the idea of this one. I just don't like CEH and Justin Watson, so I might try and get different there. But I like the McCaffrey captain with Purdy. You're basically just saying everything is going to go there, but yeah, so is everybody else. So that's why I like McCaffrey and Purdy. I like Mahomes and Rice. You can get different in here and get away from some of these projected dupes, right? Let's take a look. Just sort of a couple more here. Yeah, again, just really interesting to look at. I personally, you know, obviously, but, it, you know, I try and look at this stuff as objectively as possible. And if we're talking about the game, you know, we're sitting here on Friday, about 3:30 Pacific. The line is still at -2. Why Vegas has not moved the line is gnarly. We're closing in on 90% of the money being on Kansas City and about 91% of the tickets being on Kansas City. Split between money line and the points. Now, extremely extraordinary stuff that they still haven't moved the line. They could. But up until this point, Vegas is telling you that they are extremely confident that the Niners are going to win this game and cover the 2 points, right? Because they haven't, I've seen it move to up to 2.5 even on a couple of books for just a few hours today, and then it went back down. So, you know, take that for a grain of salt. My inputs, you know, I'll show you what I think the game is going to play out to be. And we can see kind of how some of the things change. So if you go to inputs here, I personally think that the Niners are going to win 31-24. I think they're going to win by 7. Now let's hit run the sims and see if it changes any of our, I mean, it's obviously going to change, but I think it's just going to boost some of the Niners. So it didn't change a whole lot. Interestingly enough, McCaffrey is still slightly negative. Rice is slightly less positively leveraged. Ayuk went down. Kittle went down. Or I'm sorry, Kittle went up. Pacheco about 2.3. You know, let's see the custom lineups based on this sim. Okay. Yeah, highest total one I can see is that 116.9 right here. 5-1 build, McCaffrey, and then, you know, all the Chiefs just playing catch-up. This lineup is, you're just saying that McCaffrey got four touchdowns, essentially, which I think is a good way to build. I like this Kittle captain lineup right here. As you can see, this is going to be very, very low duped. I just don't necessarily like playing with CEH. So again, we go back. You know, I appreciate you guys listening in. It's been fun. My favorite captains, McCaffrey, Kittle, Debo, Rice, Mahomes, and Kelsey are going to be my three for Kansas City. Good luck. Follow along. And go Niners, baby. Good luck, everybody.